says 60%. I won't pay one more cent. JBG says 60%. I won't pay one more cent. JBG says 60%. I won't pay one more cent. ¿Dónde está la comunidad? Where's the community that's paying too much in utility bills? Where are you? Raise your hand if you pay too much. ¿Dónde están? Hay que marchar. You gotta march with us. Si pagan mucho en utilidades, hay que levantar la mano. A ver. ¿Quién? Ajá, hasta el joven sabe. El joven sabe porque está estresado de familia. Porque hay que pagar la renta, hay que pagar las utilidades. Eso estresa a la familia. ¿Dónde está la comunidad que nos va a apoyar para que bajen estas utilidades? Where's the community that's going to support this cause to get these utility bills lowered? That's unfair.
You want to explain what's taking place?
JBG owns all these apartments here. There are four different apartment complexes, plus two more across Beauregard. And thanks to BRAC, which you almost have a clear sight of anywhere you are, the new Department of Defense building, JBG wants to take full advantage of those new employees, tear down all these apartments and create new homes that will clear out the biggest grouping of diversity the West End of Alexandria has. And we're seeing that happen now, even though the apartments are still here. They're raising utility bills because they can't raise rents because contracts are still in order. So there's no laws to protect the residents against the utility bills going up. JBG says that they're charging, or that they're absorbing 60% of the utility costs for this year. The residents asked to see the copy of the estimates of the utility bills for this year that JBG is expecting to pay. They won't share it. So we ran some numbers, some calculations. And it's further back, I'll probably email it to you. But basically, if JBG was paying $5 million in utilities for the 1,862 apartments in these four complexes, then the residents should be paying about $89 an apartment on average. Last year, they paid $4 million. So we're giving them the benefit of the doubt, say it's $5 million. But residents are paying $100 for a one-bedroom, $125 for a two-bedroom, and $150 for a three-bedroom. It's totally unfair. Publicly, they're saying that they're the nice guys. They're absorbing 60% of the utility costs. That's not true. Residents could be paying over $250,000 a year in total to up to $1.3 million a year in total, based on what JBG said that they are supposed to be absorbing.
Why is this happening? What is the? Have you heard anything about the possible plans for these apartments?
Yeah, it's no secret. They're having a transportation and land use meeting with all the developers who own this big area called the Mark Center. JBG is probably the biggest owner of the apartments, but there's also, I think, Duke Realty, some two other owners as well. I want to slow down a little bit. And so I think it's four developers. They're all getting together at the Hilton. JBG didn't give notice to any of these residents, even though they're invited, that this meeting is taking place. So all these people are left in the dark. They have no idea. And it's JBG's practice. They don't want anyone to interfere. The city of Alexandria let them run these meetings because apparently the city wasn't able to do it too well. JBG volunteered themselves, and we have this, you know, shoddy arrangement where it's the developers that are going to be building maybe a fire station on that corner as a community benefit, and the community gets really nothing.
The developer, not the city, is running the meeting?
Yes. That's the way it is. Because JBG hasn't submitted building plans yet, the developers are in a planning phase right now. And so...
En la acera, por favor! On the sidewalk, please! On the sidewalk, please! En la acera, por favor!
So that's where we are right now. JBG, the developers are running these meetings. The city's invited. Private residents are invited as well if they know about it, if they have internet access, but most of these residents don't.
Can you talk about the composition? Who's living in these apartments?
Right now we have, it's almost the majority Latino, and if they're not Latino, they're most likely from an African nation, but various countries of Latin America, Ethiopia. There's an Ethiopian church that takes place in the rec center on the weekends, and African American residents as well. Very few Caucasian.
This march is quite a few dozens of people, overwhelmingly Latino. What factor is that play at all? Is that a factor in at all here?
I mean, it depends on what do you specifically? What do you mean? On why they're being treated the way they are?
Yes.
I'm sure it is. I mean, these folks didn't know about these meetings until the utility bills went up. That's when we got involved and when we started scratching the surface a little bit. The city of Alexandria is not really a big help right now. We've met with the city of Alexandria, with JBG's attorneys and JBG to lower the utility bills, but they've done very little, the city of Alexandria, to help these folks. They even called myself ignorant at the meeting and said that the residents have no right to ask for utility bills to be lowered. So the residents left that meeting after what the city of Alexandria said, thinking that they had no right. However, 3 days later, JBG dropped the utility cost by 25%, $25, because they know they might not have a legal right, but they have a political right, you know, to make political demands.
How'd you get involved with this issue?
Residents reached out to us through a radio station that we have a good relationship with, and we came out here to the very first meeting. We announced the night before that we would be here at the rec center meeting with residents who are interested, and we overpacked the rec center capacity, maybe 70, with about 100-something people who were just very interested in learning about this issue.
Which radio station? Tenants and, so they reach out to Tenants and Workers United through which radio station?
To La Nueva. Yeah.
Which is?
88. ¿Qué canal es La Nueva?
La Nueva. La 87.7.
87.7.
Your name?
Marcio Moncada.
What kind of a landlord has JBG been?
Well, I don't know. People got different thought about a landlord. Well, the owner used to be before, they used to be pretty good. Now, as soon as JBG took the place, everything went up. They tried to raise the price of everything. Rent, utilities, and everything. And anytime you lease is up, they rent you $250. What do you do? Just looking for another apartment and check the move from one side to another side. See what they do. You have to look for a special they got. You know, you had to do it like that. I've been living right here for 4 years. I already moved once. I just signed my lease. My rent went out of $120 this time. But next year, it might go about $250, $300. And you got to move with another apartment. You keep doing like that. I don't know why.
You don't know why JBG is doing that?
I don't know. I ask you, when you go into the lease office, they don't explain nothing to you. You know, when you go, you don't just try to talk to the manager. The manager never talk to you. Just people on the front desk. And that's it. Yeah, they got manager and then the assistant manager. Anytime you want to talk to one of those two guys, you know, they never have time for you. You know? And what can you do? You can't push it, you know, talk to you. And what do people do? They always hide it. I don't know why. The prison they're going to say, if you don't want to live out here, just go somewhere else. You know?
Where are people going to go?
What's that?
Where are people going to go if they're forced out of here?
Well, I guess, I don't know. People got to go to Woodbridge. Go more that way. Rent cheaper that way. You know, I might move to the other side. You know, with JBG, I mean, BJ it is. That way. But I mean, all the same, I mean, I guess the JBG own the apartment too. See, JBG, they own a bunch of apartments around here. They don't want you to know JBG owned it.
The different companies that appear to own it, but in fact JBG owns it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the same complex, but divided in different names.
Uh-huh.
Like out here we got Middle Creek, Lindbrook, the other side, I forgot the name of it. And right on the other side. I don't know what's the name of the thing. But this under JBG.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, I hope this protest will help a little bit to come down and utility bills, because we can't afford it that, you know. Everything goes up. You know, the living, I understand the living costs is higher now, but I mean, come on, man, you gotta give me some break, you know?
Thanks.
Okay, no problem, anytime.
Your names?
Mimi. Tassin.
We're about to head into the Hilton Hotel.
Yes.
Why are you out walking? Why are you out protesting today?
Because we need justice. We need justice. We need a discount. We don't want to pay more rental. We don't want to pay more fees.
Utility fees.
Utility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are here to protest against the utility bills that have been added to our rent. We never used to pay the utilities. Now we are asked to pay for the utilities, which is not the right thing to do. As it is, our rents are very high. And now my neighbor, her work time is cut down. She works 30 hours instead of 40 hours. So it takes a toll on her rent. And then adding to her utilities, it's very difficult. We want JBG to stop this utility craze that they're going on with.
You guys are neighbors?
Yes. Yeah, she's my neighbors, long time.
Yes, we are neighbors.
We are neighbors, like sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need rights.
Yes.
You hope to be able to continue to live where you are now?
Yes,
we need.
He wants to know if we would like to continue living.
Yeah, I will stay. I will stay here. I love this area. It's very comfort for us. It's very good. Almost I live for 6 years, so I like it close to my work, and its security is good. I love my neighbors, and so that's why I'm not going where I'm going. I don't know. I don't have a plan to go anywhere because I don't have enough money now, right now.
Living in the area. It's a very nice area. Our kids go to school here. So we would like to continue staying with the area, but we don't want this rent to be increased and our utilities to be added to that.
Even she's not moving because she loves me.
Yeah.
I love her.
We make a bond, a relationship, and we are living in a neighborhood. Now with all this craziness with the rent and the utilities, it's difficult for us middle class families to live, you know. So they need to do something about this to help us out. I hope our message reaches JBG executives and then...
We got justice now. Yeah. I hope.
We're walking into the Hilton
right
now. What's your message to JBG as we now we're in the Hilton?
We want justice. We want justice. We want them to stop with our bills. We are paying enough rent. Our rents are very high. We are paying enough rents. So I wish they stop with these utility bills or take at least a minimum, not this
minimum.
Then crazy bills that we are getting. And hope we get the justice that we are here for today.
Yes.
Thank you.
We need justice. That's it. That's why we are here.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, too.